You're listening to the Courage to Be Known podcast. I'm Dr. Ray Mitch. Thanks for joining us. We will start in just a moment. Well, you are probably wondering what happened. I think that's probably the simplest question people might ask. Some others might ask, what's this? I can't think of the myriad of questions that people might ask. You are listening to what used to be known as The Outpost, and I have gone through a rebranding of and a rethinking and a variety of wrestling with what is the essence of developing redemptive communities outside the church. And I began to realize that the essential element is ultimately the courage to connect, but also the courage to be known. And so I have been going through a whole summer of soul searching about this ministry and the direction of this ministry and what it should be or shouldn't be. And so here we are, and that's the beginning. You may or may not have noticed that the logo has changed, and it has changed purposefully to display or represent someone that is at this place of kneeling on their knees and saying, oh, okay, what I've been doing doesn't work, so maybe I should try it another way. And this podcast is going to be like that. My intention is not to have it be anything focused on me other than this first episode of the new rebrand. I want to share with you why, and also I believe, as I have heard before, that if leaders want people to follow them, then they need to go first. And so I will do that. I will take the time to talk through with you, whoever that might be. This may only be an exercise in catharsis of the journey that I've been on since the podcast went dark. And I continue to be. This is not over. This is a continuing journey. And I decided that one of the biggest challenges I continue to face, is finding the courage to be known. And there's a lot, you know, I'm at the age that I have spent a good portion of my life trying to help people find that courage. And now I have been confronted with a pretty cruel mirror to show me that I have been doing the very thing that I have been asking people not to do, and that is to throw myself into helping others experience something of being known by God and others that I haven't known, or I really have given up on knowing in a lot of ways. And so that's what this podcast represents. Now, my vision for it, my hope, I'm not going to call it a vision because it makes it sound more important than it is. But my sense of where God is leading me, I use that phrase, and God and I are still duking it out over all of this as to direction. And the reality is that I don't have any clear sense of what's to be done or in what direction it should be going or whatever. But I do know that there have been a variety of people that have crossed my path over the last, over the summer, that have captured my attention in the sense that they have displayed a remarkable level of courage to be known. And it's inspiring more than anything. It's not to deify them or raise them up on some pedestal that they don't want to be on. But if we're going to engage the conversation about being known and knowing others, then I guess this is one place that we can do that. And I don't know where it's going to take us. It may not take us anywhere. I don't know. I have been lured and enamored at times with how many people are listening and what the reach is and all that other stuff. And I'm kind of to a point of being sick and tired of doing something like that. I'm going to do, I think where I stand at this point is I am going to do where my heart leads me in terms of this. It is not going to be about me. It's about introducing my audience to people that I admire greatly because of the level of courage that they display in being known. And that can be in very public positions. That can be in private positions. It's an important aspect, I think, of connection that we tend to underestimate just what is required of us to allow people to know us. And that has been part of my story, certainly, for the entirety of this summer. I have wrestled with where I've come from, the family I grew up in, the choices that I have made that are still living out. But they don't live out. They live out in me, but they live out in my family and in my children and things like that. And so I'm not here to wax eloquent or to sound wise or anything of the sort. The focus entirely here is trying to find the kind of people that are willing to share with us, because I'm in the audience too, share with us how they got to that point of having that kind of courage. And it may be a moment of courage. A lot of times you ask people that are courageous in our eyes, and they oftentimes will say, I don't see it that way. It was just a moment in time, and I responded to it, and it's what my heart and my passion moved me toward. And so I really wasn't thinking of the courage that it would take to do something, whatever that might be. So anyway, that is what you have before you. And that's what I want to attempt to do to set the tone for what a podcast like this is going to be. And it's all wide open. I mean, I am open to ideas for any listeners out there that know somebody that they think this person I've met is incredibly inspiring in terms of their willingness to allow others to know them. And I would love to talk to them. I would love to hear their story and share it with other people. And that's kind of what the intent is here. So this is not what my hope is what draws people to a podcast like this is not me, is not the host, not my name, who I am. If I could be anonymous, I would be. But the stories that you hear here that give you hope and give you some inspiration for the week ahead or the next day even when you are talking to people. So that's what this is about. And thanks for being out there and listening. We've gone dark for almost 3 months, 90 days or more. So I don't know what comes of this, but until that time, I can't say what the schedule will be. My hope would be that I could do this once a month, but I've got to get the guests in line so that if it is once a month, then I can do that reliably. I'm not going to make a promise that I will and not show up. So that's a big part of it as well. So the one thing I will mention to you is that SGI, Stained Glass International, is still alive and well. It is still It has not been shuttered. I just could not bring myself to do that. So if there is any interest on your part to donate and support the mission of SGI, which is all about the content of a podcast like this, please do so. You can find us at sgi-net.org, and there is a donate button on the website that you can donate. We are a tax-exempt organization, so all your gifts are tax-deductible, and I will send you a receipt as soon as that comes in, and convey my immense, humble gratitude for your willingness to do that for us. So if you want to get in touch, you can find me on the web and on Instagram. It's SGI_international at Instagram. So obviously. On Facebook, it's Stained Glass International. On LinkedIn, it is Stained Glass International, all one word. And that's where you can find us, and you can drop us a line and drop me a line, because there's no us anymore. I will be ever so grateful for your support, even if it's prayer support. I need a lot of it for where I'm at and the wrestling match I'm in. I have just finished reading through Job, and I feel like I'm in that place. Thankfully I don't have friends like Job that are telling me that something is wrong with me, that I wrestle with God the way I do, but they probably will come along sooner or later as time goes along. So anyway, that's a short intro into what we're talking about, what I'm talking about. I'm going to quit pluralizing everything. And if you want to send a check, you can send it to SGI. The address is 12883 Cherry Way, Thornton, Colorado, 80241. You can just drop it in the mail and send it to us if you prefer to do that as well. So there you have it. Thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate your willingness to partner with me in this. And next episode, I will share my own story so that you can get a view of where we're heading what is part of my story. I don't know that it's inspiring or anything, but it is mine, and it is my struggle and wrestling match. And perhaps you can relate to what I shared during that time. So thanks so much for joining me. And until next time, I will see you. And as I have signed off for so long, for over 5 years now, love you. Later. Bye.